Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. We air every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. in the U.K., bringing you topics related to living your purpose. When we have live guests, they are discussing how they came to know their purpose, how they came to achieve it, and maybe a thing or two that you can do for your purpose and knowing what it is. I'm kind of in between some things today, and there's a chance that we will be interrupted by a phone call. And chance that there's not, and it'll be interesting because as we go through here, how this topic came to be today, because there's some things where I just wanted to say today, can't mom do this for me because I got myself into overload. So, you know, I wasn't sure about doing a Mother's Day topic, but this is where it came out, and this is how it came out today. So we'll get there in a moment. But I want to tell you, first of all, the song that you heard on that beginning there is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity, co-writers Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. And that song is the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. If you'd like to be a member of the conversation here today, there are several ways that you can do that. The first is to go to the chat room at the very bottom of the page, and you can scroll down there, and you'll find the chat that will allow you to type in, talk to me while we are on the air, make comments, whatever, and welcome to chat there. However, when the show does end, is a better place for you to be so that you don't have your conversation lost in the hustle and bustle of the day, so to speak. And if you want to do that, you can come on over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. And that is where we are keeping the conversation going. Let's see. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, we got a guest coming up the next 2 weeks where we will have somebody on. Next week, we will be talking about Mental Health Month, which is May. And then the following week, I have another guest for you. So, and I forgot, I think that's an author that we've got. Check into that again and see where we're at with that information. But, a guest of the show, give me a shout. Best way is via email, and that would be at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com, because that will get you to me directly. We do have a website that is being revamped constantly, and that is at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, that should be, and momentarily, pinned to the top of the page. I can keep my internet on long enough. And then you'll be able to put the conversation in there. And join us. When shows over and you can see the archive, so that it's real easy for you. that should pretty much cover all of the quote-unquote housekeeping stuff for you. So, I want to discuss this idea of mother load this morning, or this afternoon, for many of you. What I kind of found out and struggled with a little bit today. You know, I am applying to graduate school. So, because of that, I've had to do paperwork and things that are, you know, just necessary to get you in. And in the process of that, I, you know, there were just some things that had to be handled. Transcripts, letters of recommendation, my statement of what I plan to be doing with my life and why and how, and, you know, all those kinds of things. And I really think that, what did I do when I I was with the Department of Vocational Rehab, and they were trying to get me to take a specific program. Maybe it was they'd handle all this stuff, and I didn't ask it. It's very possible that it was all done for me. You know what? I got this thing called being grown up now. And, yeah, I'm way beyond that grown up stage. And so it means that I have to do these things myself. And I'm very good at procrastination. In fact, that would probably be the biggest downfall I have and that I see in all of this, is that I do put things off to left. I often put the show things that I just have to take the extra work. It's sometimes gotten me in some trouble. But I couldn't call Mom and say, hey, Mom, do this. For a couple of reasons. Mom's doing her own stuff. Trying to get to, they got a wedding they're going to. They're getting ready to sell their house. They had all their own stuff to deal with. And so I had to deal with this, call Mom and whine about it, or get a pep talk from Mom. Because I kept it to the end, though, I had, as they call, the mother load to take care of. I had to call the previous universities and get my grades and how to do that quickly and efficiently so that everything was actually sent in by today. I had to get the letters of recommendation, as I mentioned. And all that was wonderful. And, you know, maybe one of the best things about it is that as I read, my reference people sent me copies of what they sent. And they didn't have to do that, but they did. And I thought about that and said, man, if I have half the confidence in myself that other people have in me in being able to succeed here, I'm going to fly. It's going to soar. It's going to be an absolutely perfect place for me to be. And that, I think, is the crux of a lot of things in our lives. I don't know how many of you can look in the mirror and tell yourself, you are wonderful. You are creative. You got it. You got this, girl. You got this, man. Instead, often we find ourselves beating ourselves up about what we can't do instead of what we can do. And in doing that, we put a higher burden on ourselves sometimes, and make it harder to live and to be and to dream and to just do what we need to do. We are the one who put the mother load on ourselves way too often. And sometimes it is because of that procrastination. Sometimes it's because we're not confident enough in ourselves. And then what do we do to get that off? Yell, scream, hey, mom, come take this for me. You can't do that as an adult. You know, a lot of times when we were kids, if something was going wrong, we could say, hey, mom, fix it. And mom can't fix it anymore. And I know when they said they were moving, it was like, we're not leaving you kids. We're not abandoning you. No kidding, you're not. You know, you guys have your own lives. You need to retire for real and figure out where you're going to live and what you're going to do and all that kind of stuff that goes with life yourself. Just like I've got to do the same thing. And so that load, we need to find a way to lighten it when it comes our way, other than to call mom. You know, there's a lot of things. I don't know how that word mother load really came about. I was going to look that up. I was going to look up the history behind it. Seems to me, you know, we have things that, you know, you've got the mother load of pizzas. You've got the mother load of, you know, pasta, whatever. All the trimmings, all the wonderful stuff, all the rich stuff to eat. And see and do the mother load of a vacation. It's been kind of tossed around. But what it means is that there are just about anything to match everybody. But it also means that it is a variety of things, all tossed at once. So how do you handle the mother load? If you want to call in, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. How do you handle those mother load issues that come about in your life? What do you do? So I'd like to take a couple minutes and go through a bit of a guided meditation. So there might be a little bit of dead air on this show today. I don't think I have the thing that I want to play, which should be for I'm going to try and find it real quickly here. A soundtrack that I'm allowed to use. But, you know, what I really, really wish for you is that you find yourself ways to deal with the mother loads in your life. And whether that be self-made or created by life around you, whatever works, find ways to do it. So today we're going to sit back. We're going to take a deep breath. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, please do that. Yeah, just find a way that's comfortable for yourself. And I want you to breathe deeply at first. And then you can let your breath get more shallow. And as you breathe in, you have your mother. Because even those that think they had a lousy childhood or didn't have a decent relationship, I bet you can find one or two things of when you were a kid that were just wonderful for you. As you breathe out anything that you don't want to bring back. Anything that wasn't as beautiful and soothing to your soul. And do that a couple more times. I want you to take that memory and just hold on it for a moment or two. And I think we're going to do a little bit of healing today, too. Because there are many of us that
don't think we had the best relationship. And yet, maybe we'd like to. And whether your mom's here with you still or not, doesn't really matter. You still get the opportunity to hear and to create that type of relationship with others around you that you would like to have had with your mother. So I'd like you to pick a path that you can walk along. Look out in front of you. Doesn't matter. Pick one and start walking along the path. And as you do that, think of your favorite song that you can sing or whistle to. Or just hum in your head. First song that was your favorite song. Is it the same one? Or is it different? It's different. Go ahead and switch that tune if you'd like. Find that childhood tune, your first. Keep walking along the path. Skip, run, jump, walk, whatever feels comfortable to the melody of that tune. And I want you to look out in front of you and see two people that are walking along that path, coming toward you. You look out, you can't quite make out who those two people are. You kind of slow down. Not like you're sensing any fear, you're just waiting to see who it is. You don't want to knock somebody over if you're skipping and jumping and running. You wait. Then they come closer into your depth perception. And one of those two people, you just have no idea who it is. Breathing and walking along. Notice the sunshine in your face. Notice the soft grass around the path. Notice the birds singing, almost as if they're joining in your tune. And notice these people continuing, and the distance between you two, to the gap to be closed. And soon, oh yes, you do recognize one. It's your mom. Of course it is. And who's this other person? Don't know who that is. You wait till they come closer. Close enough. You notice that your mom was singing or whistling or humming the same tune you were with this person she was with. And you come together in one tune. And you find yourself laughing for just a moment as you realize it's the same song. And then maybe that laughter stops as you realize that it's been a while, maybe since you've talked to mom. Or you just wonder because you've got this other person here and you don't know who this is. And should you be laughing like that around a stranger? You know what? Mom introduces that person. That person's name is called forgiveness. You get a strange name like that, of course, you bristle up. And you want to stop laughing. You just want to turn and say, forget this. What are you bringing somebody like this to me for? But what you do in the process is you hear your mom also saying, the reason I brought forgiveness is because I know there are things that we experienced that maybe were not so good on your memory. Maybe there's something that we need to forgive and to look at and to do something else about. Two of you start talking. And you look at some of those memories that you want to change. And you just wait and see where the conversation goes. You know, and maybe some of those things are pretty nasty in your memory. And so you don't really, you know, you just don't want to bring them up and don't want to remember them. But you have to. Because now is the time when forgiveness is fully going to be enveloped here. And fully going to happen between the two of you. So you continue talking. Maybe you notice a little bunny or a squirrel or a chipmunk running by in the process. And it deters your conversation for just a moment. So that again, you're both happy about something. That little life. Isn't it amazing how little critters can make us laugh, smile, and change your tune? Same as little children can. So if you think back when you were that child, what were those things that just didn't sit right? That you have taken the time and the energy to carry on into this adulthood. It'd be nice if we could all say, nah, there's no such thing. I'm totally good. I got it. No problems. I don't take anything into my next day, next year, next life. Probably all do. As you think of those things, I want you to hand them literally to forgiveness. Whatever that scene is that comes to mind, take your hands, wrap them around it, squish it into a ball, and hand it over to forgiveness. Let forgiveness handle it from now on. And tell forgiveness what you'd like to have for an outcome. Maybe how you'd really like to remember those situations. If you are listening by computer, you do need to jump on the phone. Dial 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074 for the last 15 minutes of the show. So as you go through and you think about that and you hand it over to forgiveness, tell forgiveness you release it. You want to dwell on it any longer. You want forgiveness to take this and deal with it once and for all. And you know what? It might be a bad memory that really has haunted you many years. Now is the time that instead of it being a mother load on your shoulders and your mind and in your psyche, you really can drop the load. You can decide. So as you do that, you find yourself moving closer and closer to Mom. Maybe you can't reach out and give a hug, but maybe you can at least extend your hand in peace and tranquility. And extend that forgiveness because, you know, your mom brought forgiveness to you.
and is asking for your forgiveness as well. So hopefully you can forgive. And hopefully you can, in return, for hers, if there's anything that might be looming over in her mind from when you were younger. Okay, come on. How many of us, you know, busted curfew or did something that you knew very well Mom would not like? Yeah. Uh-huh. Guess what? Those things are still in their memories. Well, they may have forgiven us, but there's, you know, or we get ourselves really in trouble and they just let it go, just that once. You know, they probably still remember. And hopefully now, with that forgiveness, like the law of attraction, like the belief system that we have, you now will have your mom let that go as well through this process. Have you keep breathing a little bit with this? And as you go through life, you can stay there if you want, or you can come out of it. Remember that every Friday on Purpose Talk Radio, we do talk about living your purpose. If you are a mother, you want to make sure that you can deal with this with your kids as well. Had your mom around, I hope that you can put all the time and all the energy into the forgiveness and being a part of your mom's life as we go into Mother's Day this weekend. I wish all moms a very happy Mother's Day if you get everything that you want in life as well from your kids. And that's, you know, whether it's a mother, a grandmother, a stepmother, a godmother, an aunt, all those things of which I am. You know, you have the opportunity. Even men have the opportunity, that feminine spirit within them, to spread with love. So may you all enjoy and all. Again, as we go into that Mother's Day and come out of this meditation, you know what we think of? And we can go into this time anytime we want and not have to worry about, you know, what will other people think. It's our vision. It's our choice. It's our dream. It's our forgiving. Plain and simple. We have the choice to do what we want in life. Build relationships with other family members, with children, with our parents, with whatever. We've got all those opportunities. And we have opportunities to be mother-like to other people in the mother fashion that we would have liked to have if we didn't have the one we want. Again, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please give me a call at, you can, excuse me, email me at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. We will have our guest next week talking about mental health and Mental Health Awareness Month. This is not a professional either. This is someone's real life experience. So if you have that experience, I invite you to come join us. If there's anything else that you'd like to talk about regarding mental health, we could talk about it. There's some professionals, I'd love to have them be a part of the show as well. And as we go through all of this, you know, I want you to know that you can have the childlike behavior, you can have the mother-like behavior. It really doesn't matter. As long as you remember to be in relationship with yourself, with others, to be nurturing, especially to yourself, because, you know, if your mother's here with you, you can get some of that directly. If she's not, you've got to do it yourself. So remember that
guidance. And as you take things on, don't take on so much that you can't handle it, like I tried to do this week. You know, and the funny part is the more I procrastinate, the better I can deal with the timeline. And I did. It happened. It worked. It's great. I had a laugh as I finished it. And as I see, that phone call didn't come in to interrupt the show that I'm expecting. So it will be interesting when it gets here. Probably right when I'm done. Right at the perfect timing. I'm sure it will be. Now they try to go on the computer to get into my studio and let the show go on. Play that last song. It's fighting with me just a little bit. There we go. I leave you with an affirmation. And that being, let me see. I mother myself in the way that I had hoped I'd be. But you know what? No, let's change that. I forgive myself and my mother for any relationship issues that were not what I consider perfect. I forgive myself and my mother for any relationship issues that I do not perceive as being perfect. There's a simple way to go through that. So until next week, folks, I'm going to leave you again with the theme song, I Am Who I Am, sung by Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself, or written by us three and sung by Jillian. And so until next week, I wish you all soul blessing. Have a great week, and thanks for listening.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.